Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody listening and tuned in all over North America. You could be here in the South with me. You could be out West. You could be in the Northeast with our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. You could be in Canada. What's up, Canada? Or you could just be overseas somewhere. I don't know where you at, but thank you for listening. You can tune into the show on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Them? Good. We exist. 158 on Sirius. You got a smart speaker? You're so smart. Good. Utilize the smart speaker. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I hope you have had a tremendous Tuesday, and if not, I'm going to have me a good old time for the next 4 hours. I'm going to be tremendous. I want you to be tremendous as well. Here's the deal. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you are someone who utilizes the internet, I'm there as well. I am at JR Sport Brief. Of course, I'm on the internet. This is where I got my whole career start. Just go ahead, look up JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, X, Instagram, whatever the hell you call it. I am there. A busy day. A busy Tuesday. When I walked off the air or I walked out of the studio, I don't know if I necessarily walk off of the air, but when I walked out of the studio last night, Michigan was smacking Washington around. And in about an hour and change after I got off air last night, we know what happened. Michigan ultimately beat Washington. So much for all of that high-powered offense. Michigan said, not today, not tonight. And Michigan has its first championship since 1997. And it didn't even take 5 minutes for everybody to start asking, well, what the hell is Jim Harbaugh going to do now? Is he leaving? What more is there for him to do? And so we're going to discuss it. We're going to talk about it. How about when I walked off air last night as well? It took all of 3 minutes. I was on the elevator out of the building here on Peachtree Street. And Ja Morant has a torn labrum. I'm like, wow. Tyrese Halliburton, he pulls his hamstring. He's out for a couple of weeks. Mike Vrabel got fired today by the Tennessee Titans. The Falcons are saying ridiculous things when it comes down to their coaching search. Bill Belichick still has his job. Kevin Durant and Draymond Green are still going at it. Certain things that you cannot make up. And so tonight, there's a good theme about the show as we look towards the future. And not just for Michigan, not just for Jim Harbaugh. There was another team that played last night. I know they got punched in the mouth royally, and physically they got punched in the mouth, and they got stepped on, and Michael Penix Jr., this man looked like he was the walking wounded by the time he walked off of the field gingerly yesterday. Like, what's in store for his future? There's so much that we need to talk about. And, oh, yeah, by the way, that game between Kansas City and Miami, wild card game, there are a lot of upset people. That game is going to be exclusively streaming on Peacock. Unless you live in Miami Metro or you live in Kansas City Metro, which borders two states, you asked out. A lot of people are kind of ticked off about that. Welcome to the new world. Welcome to 2024. And as I told you tonight, there's going to be a lot of conversations about the future. We're going to get into the future of Michigan and Jim Harbaugh momentarily. Before we do anything, Ryan Hickey, thank you for being here. Appreciate you. How the hell are you?
Right now I'm dry, which is probably the best thing I could say, considering it is pouring rain. It's about to get even worse. So honestly, so far, Jared, doing pretty well.
New York City. What are y'all in, a torrential downpour? Rain?
Seems like it. And if it was 10 degrees colder, maybe we'd have like a foot of snow, which would be pretty nice.
Oh, wow. You want snow? Didn't it sprinkle a couple of places over the weekend in New York?
A little flurry here and there. Nothing stuck, though. I'm a snow guy. Yeah, it's been, you know, it's wintertime. We haven't had a snow in like 2 years. Give it to me.
Yeah, I've heard New York is it's kind of vacant in the snow space. Okay, all right. Well, if it makes you feel any better, it rained here today in Atlanta. It's currently dry as I look out these giant windows here in the studio, but the clouds are going by very, very swiftly. But good to have you back. I'm happy that you're dry. If it was wet or raining in the studio, that means that we did not pay our bills, but we pay our bills, and so I'm happy that is the case. Someone who will have absolutely no problem paying his bills is Jim Harbaugh. And when you think about college football, when I think about college football, we can always think about the players. I don't care what team you support. I don't care what conference you support. I hope you don't support the Pac-2, formerly the Pac-12. But anyway, the Hall of Famers, they come, they go. But if you have to think about kind of the current crop, college football is dominated by its coaches. College football is dominated by the personalities who, quote unquote, steer the ship. Who's getting a scholarship? Who's sticking around? Who's going to play? Who's not going to play? Who's the mouthpiece? Who's the final decision maker? Who's winning the championships? I don't know. Is it a Nick Saban? If I got to look at basketball, is it a Coach K who decided to bail when they started changing rules and had less power? College athletics is dominated by the coaches. And so last night, as Michigan beat Washington, punched them in the face, those two big runs to start the game, the interception and the run to close it out. Yeah, people want to talk about what the hell is going on with J.J. McCarthy. But the star of the show, the guy who got all of the attention last night, had on Cartier shades as he decided to hoist the national championship trophy, that was Jim Harbaugh. That's the man who's been dominating conversation throughout the course of today. And the question is, what the hell does he do next? We know about the brief success, a lot of success he had on the NFL level already. We know about his forays when he got started in college. We know about him returning to Michigan. At one point, they looked at him and said, man, you ain't beating Ohio State. Give us some money back. At one point, he had to have an incentive-laden contract until he beat Ohio State, and they said, here's some money. But throughout the entire time, the man has flirted openly with the NFL. You know, there's reason for speculation. I know a lot of people are sitting around, oh, is he going? Is he coming? Why are people talking about this? Because he has not stated that he is going to stay. He has outwardly expressed interest in coaching in the NFL and taking interviews over the past few years. And it doesn't matter what contract is sitting in front of Jim Harbaugh right now. He has yet to say that I'm staying. How difficult is it? And even if he's not staying, we certainly know that he's considering leaving. Otherwise, he would have said, I ain't going nowhere. Come on. There are actually people who think that he's not considering leaving. What the hell more do you want from Jim Harbaugh? He shows up, doesn't have success out the gate. People are like, hey, man, you need to do more. He does more. He wins a national championship. What the hell else is he supposed to do? Even going past that, he won a national championship under the veil of controversy. Yeah, recruiting violations, self-imposed suspension early this year. You got a dude on his staff. And he's suspended at the end of the year by the Big Ten. Can't coach. We don't want you here right now. You're over here stealing signs. You got a sleuth hanging out at games before he's supposed to be. Like, what are we doing? There's a real possibility, and I'm sure people don't want to talk about it. There's a real possibility that at some point over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, that the NCAA, if they still exist, may look at Michigan and go, hey, that championship you won in January of 2024, it's null and void. Get the hell out of here. We are taking an eraser, and we're either wiping it out with the back of it, or we're taking the lead side of it, if anybody still uses lead, and we're just going to go ahead and put a little bit of an asterisk right there. That might be the case. That might be reality. And so what the hell else does Jim Harbaugh have to gain at Michigan? The answer is nothing. What, do you think he's going to stick around and win multiple national championships? He's supposed to ping his hopes on J.J. McCarthy sticking around? What do you think? This guy's going to be there forever? He might leave. Come on. Naturally, Harbaugh will be, should be, out the door. There comes a point in life where you've done what you needed to do, move on. He's never come across to me as a lifer, somebody who's going to stick through thick and thin. He comes across as a dude who rubs people the wrong way, and it's on to the next one. And so last night, Jim Harbaugh, in addressing the media and what's next, he made it very clear, I guess if you want to call it very clear. He's like, man, hey, Jim, you going to try to win a Super Bowl next? Listen to what Jim Harbaugh said in response.
I just want to enjoy this. I just want to enjoy this. And I hope you give me that, you know. can a guy have that? Does it always have to be, you know, what's next? What's the future? You know, like I said the other day, yeah, I hope to have a future. Hope there's a tomorrow, a day after tomorrow, you know, a next week, a next month, a next year.
Yeah, so bottom line is there's no answer. Hey, is the Super Bowl your next thing? Your next goal is Super Bowl? No, my next goal is to get ready for spring practice. My next goal is to win a championship here at Michigan. If he believed that, he would have said it, but he doesn't. Like, you don't got to be a genius to read between the lines. You don't have to, because everything in between the lines is big as hell. He gave even more of a hint. It's like, well, okay, it's January. You guys undefeated. You're now playing into January. And so what the hell is up with spring practice? Listen to what Jim Harbaugh had to say about that.
We're moving spring practice back. We usually start on Valentine's Day,
okay,
February 14th, because we love football. But this year we're going to move it back. We're going to move it back about a month. That'd be good, too. We'll have some nice weather in the spring in Ann Arbor.
No, if he's still there. If he's not gone by then, if he hasn't negotiated himself a lovely NFL contract with, I don't know, the Raiders, with the Chargers. I don't know if he's going to the Chicago Bears where he used to throw the rock. I don't know about that. But he ain't sticking around. I mean, let's even look at this. And this has been talked about over the past several weeks. And right now, all we got to do is wait to see how these things play out. Man, I wouldn't know Don Yee. And maybe I met the guy. Maybe I did. I don't know. My apologies if I did. I wouldn't know if he walked by me right now. I know his name because he's been Tom Brady's agent for as long as I can remember. And now all of a sudden, Jim Harbaugh, he's his agent as well. Well, what do these guys got in common? Michigan. Oh, by the way, what does Tom Brady also do right now? Besides sit around and travel the world, play with his kids, and maybe have an NFL job on Fox? Well, he's also in the process of becoming a minority owner with the Raiders, which the last time I checked had an interim coach by the name of Antonio Pierce, who has yet to lock in the full-time job. I'd be shocked if Harbaugh is not back in the NFL next season. I'd be shocked if Harbaugh wasn't a part of an organization in a few weeks' time. I'd be shocked if he didn't bail and move towards the next thing. I'm not going to call Michigan, a team that just won a national championship, a sinking ship, but where else is there for Harbaugh to go? Win another one and another one and another one? Is he just some lifer? No. This dude is looking at this going, man, I just won a national championship. Let me get the hell up on out of here. Let me get out of here before they vacate our national title in a few years. Let me get out of here and see what the NFL can offer me, where I can have full power. Let me get out of here and get myself a guaranteed contract where I don't have to renegotiate. Let me get out of here because they're kissing my ass. I might as well go out on top. Why go out under more controversy? We've seen that. Yeah, Michigan won last night. You can't take anything away from what the players did out on the field. But what you can't take away is the reality. Is that these were distractions. These have been distractions. And as you ultimately have to start over, attract more talent, and try to win another one, would he want to be bothered? Especially with the threat that they might take the title away? Jim Harbaugh is gone. He ain't sticking around. And why would he? Because he's loyal? I don't think so. I think the NFL is next. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Me, I ain't going nowhere. At least for tonight, I'm going to be locked in for the next 3 hours and 45 minutes. I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. What we're going to do is take a break. When we come back from the other side or on the other side, we're going to have a conversation with someone who was a former running back at Michigan, a 10-year NFL vet at the running back position, WQAM midday host. Leroy Horde is going to come through and join us. I'm going to get his thoughts on what the hell is going on with Michigan, what might take place, how fast they could go out there and compete for another national championship, and then we have so much more to do. I do want to talk about Michael Penix Jr. I am going to talk about Coach Vrabel. Oh, that's right. No longer coach of the Tennessee Titans. Versus Kevin Durant. Man, football all over the damn place. Basketball all over the place. All the big sports news here on CBS Sports Radio. We talked to Leroy on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We know that Michigan last night, they walk away with their first national championship since 1997. They knock off Washington 34-13. No high-powered offense by Washington. They were stopped by those Wolverines. To talk about it, what took place last night, what might take place into the future, someone who played running back for Michigan, someone who won Rose Bowl MVP, someone who was a 10-year NFL running back, and right now he is a midday host down in Miami on WQAM. It is Leroy Horde. Leroy, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm feeling great. Little horse from last night. It was truly incredible.
Well, I was certainly, that was going to be my first question. It is my first question. How the hell have you celebrated last night into today? What did you do?
Well, pretty much just exude confidence, my man. You walk around, you put that big M on your chest. Can't nobody say nothing to you. We 15-0, beat all teams that were put in front of us. The only undefeated team in the country. And guess what? They got everything they deserve, and they did it, you know, a number of different ways. I was impressed these last two games with, one, how they defended Milroe against Alabama with those blitzes, and then how they defended Penix last night. And it was two. And the incredible thing about it is when you watch football, and you watch the limitations that college teams have as far as practice and preparation. That looked like an NFL defense with how they were disguising coverages, how they were in and out of blitzes, how they were walking up and then dropping back. That looked like an NFL defense. And it was pretty amazing to see how that coaching staff was able to put that group of guys together to be able to play that way consistently for at least the last 2 weeks.
Let me ask you this, Leroy. Over the past couple of years, we've had disappointments here for Michigan, even in Jim Harbaugh having to prove himself and re-earn a lot of his money. From your perspective, what changed? He was teetering on the line for a minute, like they will give him the boot, but what have you seen that's changed?
They were more consistent with their identity. It seemed like last year they wanted to win a shootout, and they tried to air it out a little bit more. And this year they said, you know what? We're a team that runs the football really well. We have a big offensive line, and that's where we're going to start. And J.J. McCarthy had to make a play every now and then, but he was not the focal point of that offense. And I think the more they relied on that, not only did J.J. McCarthy, was he able to make plays when he needed to, but, you know, when you start leaning on a team with that big offensive line over and over and over again, and then you get into the fourth quarter where you need a four-minute drive, or you get into overtime and you need to pound the ball, it always seemed like they wore the other team down, and at the end of the game, they could run the football at will.
Former Michigan running back Leroy Horde is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned J.J. McCarthy not necessarily being the focal point of the offense. We know Michigan wants to run you out of the building. That's what they did last night, 303 yards rushing. But when you talk about J.J. McCarthy, because of the spotlight moving towards a national championship, people have talked about him and his draft stock. You've seen him and watched him play. You played in the NFL for 10 years. What do you think the potential might be for J.J. McCarthy at the next level?
I think, and this is going back, but I remember when Jim Harbaugh, I think he got drafted in the first round. And I remember playing against him, and I went up to him and I said, you got drafted in the first round, and I don't even remember you throwing passes in Michigan. Right? And I just think, like Jim Harbaugh, J.J. McCarthy has those leadership qualities, right? When you see him, he exudes leadership. He does what he needs to do to win football games. And his numbers aren't going to be as gaudy as everybody else's, but you see him make throws. You see him make plays with his feet. And I think that's something that when you want a quarterback at the next level, you need to have. And so I do think he's going to have success at the NFL, in the NFL. Where he's going to get drafted, I don't know, because you know there's a premium on quarterbacks. There's a bunch of teams that need him. So if you have any type of ability or skill at the quarterback position, somebody's probably going to draft you pretty high.
Now, Leroy, you mentioned that former QB, the man who won the championship last night as head coach, Jim Harbaugh. Lucky enough for him, his family was there, his mom, and pop,
his brother.
Say again?
It was really cool to see John there.
Oh, yeah, he shocked the living hell out of him. He didn't expect to see his brother there.
Right.
The last time I really, in a decent point, saw them on the same field, they were coaching in the Super Bowl against each other. What do you think the future holds for Jim Harbaugh?
I am so torn with this because you ever faced with a person that will fight through all adversity just so he could stand up on the other side of it and say, you didn't break me?
Oh.
Right? There's a lot of professional athletes that have that in them, right? I had it in me. Right? No matter how hard you hit me in the first half, you're not going to break me. I think Jim Harbaugh has that. And that part of me says that he's going to stay just so everybody has to acknowledge that all that he went through and that university went through and that football team went through, that they still ended up on top. The other part of me says, I said that I would stay here until I brought this team back, till I got this team back to the top. And he did that. So if he were to leave, right, I would understand that, but I would hope that he would stay just so he could just almost take a victory lap, and everybody has to acknowledge what he has done at the University of Michigan with all the criticism, with all the pay cuts, with all the can't get it done, with all those things circling around him for the last couple of years.
Leroy Horde is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. That is certainly a hope. I want to switch gears a little bit, knowing that you are also a midday host down in Miami, WQAM. Yeah, college just crowned their national champions. We know it's Michigan. What the hell is going on with Miami? Can they come out of the depths? I mean, are there too many injuries? What's going on with the Dolphins?
Just think about this. You lost two Pro Bowl quality backup rush ends, and Jalen Phillips, and Bradley Chubb. Mm-hmm. Then you lost Andrew Van Ginkle, who was a contributor and had sacks also, right? They just signed with Houston. Who only played seven games this year, but that's basically where they are. They need bodies. They lost Xavier Howard, right? Waddle's questionable. Raheem Mostert's questionable. I have never seen a team go through injuries like this late in the season. And so do they have the ability to win in the playoffs? Absolutely. But I'm just wondering at what point, because of what you have to change and do, both offensively and defensively, does it affect you on the football field? You know, defensively, it's a very intricate defense. There's a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of things that everybody on that team has to know. You bringing guys in to just fill roles at this point, does that limit what your defense can do? Offensively, Tyreek Hill's been banged up. You got his running mate, and Jalen Waddle has been banged up. Raheem Mostert's been banged up. He led the league in touchdowns. And so you're very thin at a lot of the positions you depended on to get to where you are. So I don't know what it's going to look like. I do know that they have the talent and ability to win some games in the playoffs. But I just don't know at what point do you have to simplify everything and you hurt the team because you're trying to fill spots. And that's the only thing I'm worried about.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good for the Dolphins. Let's end on a high note. The team that you started your career with, the Cleveland Browns, if you would have told me, I don't know, 2 months ago that they'd be in the postseason, Deshaun Watson got a broken shoulder and Joe Flacco is leading the way, I'd say, what movie book and what story are we reading? What do you think the likelihood is that the Browns can continue to ride on this magic carpet?
Here's the thing about Joe Flacco that makes him so unique in what he does. He throws the ball down the field. When you got all these quarterbacks throwing these timing routes, these deep ends, these out routes and all that, Joe Flacco's throwing the ball down the field. Now, what people are overlooking right now is not what Amari Cooper is doing, okay? But look at what David Njoku is doing and what he's done and what his impact has been ever since Joe Flacco became the quarterback. And so I think that added a whole new dynamic to this offense. He has a great rapport with Cooper, and it just seems to click in a way that I think even if you're a Browns fan, you're shocked.
Yeah.
Like, man, this thing is—it's like he's been here all year, and I think his skill set just kind of fits what Kevin Stefanski wants to do. The other thing is it eliminates a portion of the offense because all the other quarterbacks had the ability to run So you had the RPOs, you had all these different options as far as the quarterback maybe running the football a little bit, and that's eliminated. Joe Flacco's not running. And so now you have a more, you know, a more, I guess, pro-style offense. They're protecting Joe Flacco. He's creating some space, and he's throwing the ball down the field.
Yeah, I think the only thing Joe Flacco is running from is maybe all them kids he got at home. But right now he's
all
running
them turnovers. Now he, let me tell you, he does throw it to the other team.
Oh yeah, he will throw it to the other team. Yeah, he might have three bombs and three INTs.
It is weird because you know the Cleveland Browns lead the league in turnovers, and that doesn't usually result in the record that they have. So they must be doing something really, really good.
Well, it's certainly a matchup in unlikely hell that we would have the Browns here in their current situation getting ready to take on the Houston Texans with their rookie QB. Leroy Hort is joining us here at CBS Sports Radio. As we wrap things up, man, I want you to have the final word here on the team that actually won. What would you say to anyone or people listening right now who would look at the championship and go, tainted?
I would say you line up across from them kids and play and tell me if they playing like they know what you're doing or they just really good, right? I mean, look, we watch these games, and I watch these games every week, and Michigan was the best team in the country, okay? They've proven it. And then if you want to take it one step further, either the best cheaters in the world or they stopped. Still kept winning. So, whatever twist you want to put on it, however you want to play it out, it don't matter to me because those guys proved it on the field. Went through Alabama. They beat a potent offense, Washington. And they beat them with basic football. They didn't all of a sudden have this game plan where they're going to throw it all over the place. You know what? They lined up across from these guys, man against man, and they just dominated them. And so, however you want to look at it, that's fine.
Yeah, Michigan.
I'm going to wear my T-shirt tomorrow when it come in, right? And you could argue about it however you want. But the fact of the matter is, if you watch those games, and you watch them against Ohio State, then Alabama, then Washington. So they played the number two team. Ohio State was number one or two, right? Then Alabama was number four, and then Washington was number two. And three games back to back to back. And they dominated them all. You can put whatever twist you want on it. I watch the games, and I watch them dominate these teams.
Hey, Leroy Hort here with us getting a final word. Leroy, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on with your expertise as a former running back for Michigan, your expertise playing in the NFL. Where can people follow and keep up with you today?
Well, it's no secret. You can follow me on Twitter at Big Mouth Leroy, because I'm going to tell you what, my only regret in life is that they don't pay me by the word, because I will talk. And other than that, that's really about it, man. The sport that I love, I get to talk about it, and I enjoy every second of it.
All right. Leroy, thank you so much for joining us. You wear that T-shirt proudly, okay?
I sure will.
All right. That Leroy Hort joining us. That's nice. I should get paid by the word as well. Shout outs to Leroy for joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. He says, it doesn't matter what the hell you think, whatever spin you want to put on Michigan's victory, they still won the national championship. They still went out there and beat Ohio State. They still went out there and beat Alabama. And last night we saw what they did to Washington. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, we're going to get into Mike Vrabel and Michael Penix Jr. And then I want to tell you who Vegas believes will win the national championship next year. We have so much to do. But right now, here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate that. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much to Leroy Horde for joining us last break. As we took a look at Michigan, what took place at Michigan, what might happen at Michigan, what might happen with Coach Harbaugh. So thank you to Leroy for joining us. You can catch him in Miami middays, WQAM. And man, he talked about all those injuries that have taken place with the Miami Dolphins. Yeah, I'm sorry. It'll be a massive upset if they go up into Arrowhead, where it's supposed to be -2 degrees, and walk away with a W. If the Kansas City Chiefs don't walk away with a win, the Kansas City Chiefs deserve to be clowned out of Kansas City, the metropolitan area. Pick a state. Missouri, Kansas, pick one. They got to go. And how about this? At the top of the hour, someone today who is gone is Mike Vrabel, no longer head coach of the Tennessee Titans. I'm going to give you my thoughts at the top of the hour on that. It's not a surprise. We've heard this for weeks. We've heard this bandied about as a potential out for Mike Vrabel from months ago. And so we're going to get into that because I think what the Tennessee Titans are doing right now, they come across pretty stupid if you ask me. And unfortunately, I got to go all the way to the top of the totem pole to share, you know, who I think is making a stupid decision. But we'll get to that at the top of the hour. To wrap things up momentarily on what has taken place over the past 24 hours, Ryan, I want to ask you, when you take a look at Jim Harbaugh, we heard my opinion, we heard the opinions from Leroy. What do you think is next for Jim Harbaugh? What do you think is next for Michigan?
I think for Harbaugh, he's in the NFL. I am shocked if he is still on the maize and blue sideline next year, just because he is a coach that, even when he went back to Michigan in 2015, it felt like he was going back to his alma mater, knowing that eventually he'll end up back in the NFL. I mean, the last 2 years, he's taken NFL job interviews, despite saying he's not going anywhere. And the only reason why he still came back to Michigan was not because he said no. The NFL said no. So I think this is the time where you're 15-0, you win a national title, there's going to be a bunch of jobs open. This is the offseason. I think he gets the offer, and I don't really think he'll be that particular, to be honest, where if he gets the offer, I think he's going.
Yeah, it seemed that that last go-around he had with the Minnesota Vikings, it felt that he was under the impression that he was already on his way out the door, and the formal job offer never came. And then I don't want to say he had to tuck his tail in between his legs and go back to Michigan, but he certainly had to paint it in such a way as, hey, it didn't happen, and so here we are, I'm committed to Michigan. And I guess you can only take him for his word for wherever he is at that moment in time. And as we played earlier on in the show, at this moment in time, it doesn't appear that he is fully committed to Michigan. When asked about his future, he pretty much said, can I enjoy this moment? You know, it's real simple. Do you love your wife? Do you want to stay with her? It's not like, let me think about it, or let me enjoy the party that we just had. So, you know, it's really cut and dry. It's really simple. And the answers that we have gotten from him, they don't provide any type of clarity. And so I think Jim Harbaugh is up next in the NFL. We have 6 job openings now that Mike Vrabel is no longer the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. And so I look at the Raiders as probably the most likely destination. We know one of the reasons that he left the 49ers is beefing with Jed York and not having an opportunity to be on the same page as to personnel and power. And so he had success with the 49ers. It's not like it was just like, oh, well, let's get this guy to help on out of here because they stink. They went to the Super Bowl. He took on his brother in his second season as 49ers coach. He had a record of 44-19. He has one of the highest winning percentages of a coach in NFL history. You want to tell me that's not a dude who has another itch that he wants to scratch? You don't think he wants to hoist the Vince Lombardi like his brother John did with the Ravens? Come on now. Is he going to the Chargers? Are they going to let him run the show? Is he going to the Raiders? Is it going to be more of a collaborative effort? You know, I just know Antonio Pierce, he wants to stick around. The players want him around. But you know one thing I've learned? It doesn't always matter what the players say. Very few. I mean, LeBron James has some stroke. He can go back towards the Michael Jordans of the world who have some stroke. Man, a lot of the players, especially the ones that aren't superstars, they can yell, they can scream, they can say whatever they want. And it's time to go sometimes. It's time to go. Like what happened to Mike Vrabel today. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. We have a lot to get into as the show continues on. We're going to get into Mike Vrabel on the other side. Why in the hell did the Tennessee Titans get rid of someone who's considered to be one of the best coaches in the league? What's next for Mike Vrabel? What's next for the Tennessee Titans? What's next? How about this? There was a team that played last night. Unfortunately, they lost. What's next for Washington and Michael Penix Jr.? What the hell is going on with some of these other vacancies? What's the latest with Bill Belichick? What the hell is going on with Jameis Winston? Why does he still have a job? And then listen to his head coach. We have a lot to get into, plus some unfortunate injuries in the NBA. Haliburton down. Embiid, knee soreness. Morant, done for the season. It's a packed show. You can find me in the interim. I'm at JR Sport Brief all over social media. The number again, one more time, is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about this dumb decision by the Titans on the other side. Don't move.
The NFL regular season is wrapping up, but there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. The app is so easy to use, and there are so many different ways to bet, like live same-game parlays, find bets in the new Explore tab, make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/stream and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.com .net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.